I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 7:45. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is the most common sexually transmitted infection, but little is known about the way it works. As Sarah Trujillo reports, University of New Mexico researchers won 2 grants to study the virus and design new ways to measure and treat infections.
HPV affects about 79 million Americans every year, both men and women. But Michelle Osborne says the virus is a tricky one. She's with the University of New Mexico Comprehensive Cancer Center. Osborne says HPV may behave a lot like herpes, which can simply hide for years and then abruptly flare up.
We sort of think that HPV does that as well, but they're very different in the way that they ultimately affect the cell. One kills the cell, herpes virus, and one tells the cell, keep multiplying, keep multiplying.
When HPV causes cells to multiply, that can turn into cancer. And that's why Osborne says it's essential that girls and boys get the vaccine between the ages of 8 and 14 before becoming sexually active. The 2 grants from Johnson & Johnson and the National Institutes of Health total $2.7 million. For KUNM, I'm Sarah Trujillo.
When pregnant women experience discrimination and stress, their babies do too. And as May Ortega reports, some believe this could help explain racial inequities in maternal and infant health in New Mexico.
Are you tired? You look tired. You're sleepy.
It's Saturday afternoon. Teen Tawi Kaixiabir's 6-year-old daughter and 2-year-old boy are playing in their living room. Her teenage son asks quietly for a snack.
You have to whisper it. What is it?
No, you can have something without sugar, like have a banana.
Kaixiabir's family is big on living a healthy, holistic life. That's part of the reason why she had 3 of her kids at home instead of at a hospital, but it's not the only reason.
There's always the condescending way people talk to you in these facilities, like you're uneducated, like, you know, you don't know the parts of your body.
She moved her family to Santa Fe 6 years ago. Since then, she's had 3 miscarriages that she blames on racism she's experienced here.
You go to a hospital for a checkup and somebody looks at you like you're filthy if you have a vaginal exam.
While she was pregnant, she was racially profiled while shopping, she says, and her kids were getting death threats from other kids at school. The more stressful the pregnancy, the higher the risk for something to go wrong. Babies born in New Mexico to African American mothers die at a rate 3 times higher than white newborns. These numbers are mirrored in national statistics.
The stress from racism is causing these outcomes.
Sunshine Muse works with the State Office of African American Affairs. She helps women get health care and information. Research has shown that medical professionals have implicit bias against certain races, and Muse says hospital staff often lack empathy for Black women. That can cause distrust and keep patients from speaking up if something's wrong.
Medical providers don't get a lot of training on cultural competency. I don't know many medical programs or schools where it's a prerequisite for their other courses.
Cultural competency training teaches medical professionals to be aware of how institutional stereotypes about race can get in the way of good health care. Like when doctors believe, wrongly, that Black patients, even babies, have a higher pain tolerance. The state created a pilot program to help Black women, and we scheduled an interview with the head of the state's Office of African American Affairs, but the interview was canceled. We made 5 requests over nearly a month to Governor Susana Martinez's office to reschedule. They never responded. Muse says there's still a long way to go.
I don't want anyone to think that we're anywhere near resolving the problem. We're really just beginning to have the conversation.
In the U.S., the maternal death rate for African Americans is 3 times higher than that of whites. That number has barely improved in almost 80 years. New Mexico doesn't publish those numbers by race, but our overall maternal death rate is higher than a lot of the rest of the country.
We should not be losing people the way we are in this country.
Nandi Hill is an African American midwife in Albuquerque.
We spend the most on labor and delivery than any other country.
And she's right. The average cost to the patient for a vaginal birth in a U.S. hospital is more than $9,000, the highest in the world. C-sections cost even more, and African-American women have them more often. Hill says that's contributing to the country's massive disparities in maternal deaths.
You're sent home 24, 48 hours, maybe 3 days after a C-section, and then you don't see anyone for days, weeks.
My hands are getting sticky. It's just undone.
Back at Tintawi Kaiksiabir's house, she says after moving three kids, having two more babies here, and losing three pregnancies, she might not need a midwife's help again anytime soon.
I feel comfortable with the size our family is right now. You know, the future, we'll see what happens. But I feel full. My body feels pretty full, you know. I have the same amount of children on this side, just about as on the other side. And, yeah, like, they're still with me, too, you know. So I feel full.
She hopes to become a midwife in the next few years so she can help other moms in New Mexico and give Black women more options. For KUNM, I'm May Ortega.